Interest in local foods continues to rise as we enter this spring growing season. In response, the Arkansas Agriculture Department, in partnership with gardening expert P. Allen Smith, has revamped its nearly decade-old Arkansas Grown program in the hopes of developing awareness and increasing its use. It's a voluntary program to help consumers readily identify locally grown foods. Anyone who is producing foods in Arkansas can sign up for free on the website to list where they grow and what they grow in order to bring together producers, retailers, restaurants, and consumers. That's according to Deputy Secretary of the Arkansas Agriculture Department, Cynthia Edwards. I spoke with her yesterday.
We have a lot of restaurants and retailers who want to, provide locally grown foods to their customers, and they need to know who these producers are. And by the same token, the producers need to know which retailers are interested in selling that type of product. And then now they can go on our website and they can select one of three options. Option C is a free option, and then option A and B do have a fee, and they get more promotional benefits with those two options.
Let's say I'm a farmer and I have zucchini and squash, among other things.
Right.
So I can just go and choose option C and say, I have a farm in Elkins, Arkansas.
That's right. You get the right to use the Arkansas Grown logo. And once you submit your information to our website and you're approved, then you can have the right to use the Arkansas Grown logo. We provide you a free sign and some free stickers, and then you are listed there. And then hopefully, we have a mobile app that'll be coming out in April, and we have a directory that'll be published. We're working on that. It's the first time we've done a directory. That'll be out sometime in May, and listing folks who are in Arkansas Grown program in that directory, and that's going to be distributed through farmers markets and other sites out there. And so hopefully everybody can kind of use these different tools to connect with each other.
I'm reversing the situation now. So I'm a consumer. Will it help if I'm traveling? Like maybe I'm going down south to rent a cabin in Hot Springs. And let's say I'm going to be there for an extended weekend. I can upload this app and put in my location. And will it connect me perhaps with the farmer's market in Hot Springs?
Yes, it will. And our website also has a map that you can type in a location. It'll show you on the map where the different sites are located as well.
Okay. How has the program grown since it first started?
We had started out from scratch, and we've had about 380 people on there for the last 4 or 5 years. But since we've had this new program, we were partnering with P. Allen Smith to promote the program and those producers who choose option A in particular. We have already seen about a 20% increase already in this past few months. So we're really excited about that. This is our first big marketing effort of the program out there, and we wanted to bring more benefits to those who have signed up for it. And so far, it's been excellent. P. Allen Smith has promoted us through his social media sites. We've had some excellent newspaper coverage, radio coverage, and it seems to be working. The word's getting out.
Agriculture is a pretty big business in Arkansas.
It's a very big business.
What is the importance of residents buying local foods?
Well, it's several things. It's agriculture is a $17 billion business to Arkansas, and we have and a lot of people think of agriculture as big row crop agriculture in Arkansas, and that is certainly the majority of it. But we do have a lot of smaller acreage producers who can't or don't want to go into big production agriculture, but they have enough acreage where they can grow specialty crops, and we have the climate for a lot of specialty crops here, so a lot of folks are getting into that. And the benefit to the economy is that it keeps those local food dollars in their local economy. The food travels less. It's an environmental saving, and the food's fresher when it gets to the consumer's table. And everybody's just more conscious of health and nutrition these days, and it just fits right into that niche.
Do we see a wide variety of produce and maybe poultry and things like that available?
We do, and it's growing every day. But we have a lot of farmers who are trying to extend the growing season with hoop houses on either end of the season. That's been very successful. The University of Arkansas has done some research on that, and a lot of farmers are taking advantage of that. There's funding through NRCS programs that helps farmers cost share the cost of those facilities. But we have you know, a wide variety of fruits and vegetables grown in this state. And we're seeing more meat production on a local level like that. We have a lot of, you know, chicken. We have a lot of people raising sheep. Lamb is a big a popular meat right now that people are the demand is increasing for. So we're really excited about it.
Well, and the idea is that people can really take pride in having this Arkansas-grown sticker and this, you know, being a part of Arkansas-grown.
Absolutely. We certainly hope that's the case. We have excellent producers in this state, and we want people to know they're out there and that the consumer can make an informed choice on how they spend their food dollar.
Cynthia Edwards is Deputy Secretary for the Arkansas Agriculture Department. For more information or to register with the Arkansas Grown program, visit arkansasgrown.org. This is Ozarks at Large.